Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to health care that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Today is Friday, October 31st. I'm Megan Lynch. Illinois advocates filing suit today against federal authorities over what they are alleging are inhumane and torturous conditions at a Chicago area federal immigration facility. Attorneys with the ACLU of Illinois and the MacArthur Justice Center say U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents have denied people being held at the Broadview facility private calls with attorneys and have blocked faith leaders and journalists from entering the building. The lawsuit also claims detainees have been denied food, medical care, and basic necessities. Newly named interim Sheriff John Hayden was introduced at a press conference yesterday. The former St. Louis City Police Chief is committed to transporting detainees in need of medical care, something Alfred Montgomery failed to do more than 60 times during his 7 months in office.
I'm committing myself to that. I said that is the expectation that we had when I was police chief. That's something that's always occurred. And so I intend to do my best to make sure that continues to happen.
Hayden also said he would throw his hat in the ring to remain sheriff permanently if there's a special election. This December 18th will mark 2 years since a St. Louis police SUV slammed into Bar PM in South St. Louis.
On Wednesday, owner Chad Morris had a pretrial hearing. He's hoping to get charges dropped after he was charged with fourth-degree assault of a police officer and resisting arrest. That was after the incident happened on December 18th. Morris tells KMOX they are hoping the judge dismisses all the charges.
We hope that she will go with that, but this has been a very, very long 2 years.
Moritz's attorney is still waiting for key evidence from St. Louis police, evidence that includes text messages between police. Maria Aquino, KMOX News.
The city of St. Louis fast-tracking 3 bills for the homeless ahead of the winter months. Mayor Kara Spencer says more than $13 million will go to help tornado victims and others who are without a home.
At least 200 new beds as a part of this package. As well, we are targeting having shelter space for 1,000 people that are impacted by the tornado.
Spencer says warming buses will be making a return this winter. A supplemental nutrition program for Missouri women, infants, and children will be available next month despite the federal government shutdown.
Missouri's Department of Health and Senior Services, which manages the federally funded WIC program, says before the shutdown, they made some cost-saving adjustments to available items to stretch the program further during the shutdown. Officials encouraged the tens of thousands of WIC beneficiaries in Missouri to attend appointments and redeem benefits using their WIC cards until further notice. The state will notify retailers and participants if the redemption needs to be paused. Sue Danielson, Missouri Net.
The St. Louis Zoo's expansion in Spanish Lake celebrating the arrival of their leading animals.
The anchor animals have arrived at the 425-acre safari as they get closer to their 2027 opening. Wildcare Park Director Sabaris George.
We were able to bring in 5 rhinos and we have 2 giraffes. And I tell you, when you get close to these animals, you really see how massive they are. The giraffes, 12 feet tall already.
General Curator Martha Fisher says they have a long list of other animals that will be joining them.
Now in the end of the year, we'll receive 4 more giraffes. And we will receive probably about 40 other animals, other species coming in, 40 other individual animals coming in.
George says they are on budget and on track to open in 2027 on time. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Need some advice on how to keep your little ghosts and goblins safe tonight when they go trick-or-treating? Well, KMOX health editor Fred Bottomer has more.
Dr. Tiffany Osborne is a WashU emergency medicine and critical care physician at Barnes Jewish Hospital. Her first tip is to be safe on the streets.
Pedestrian injuries spike on Halloween, and according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, this is a significant number of injuries. So when trick-or-treating, stick to sidewalks and crosswalks, use flashlights and reflective gear, and walk in groups. Stay in familiar neighborhoods and only visit homes that have their lights on.
Other tips include only let your kids use specially designed knives to carve a pumpkin. Avoid candy with choking hazards or allergy risks. Don't let them wear masks that obscure their vision, and choose costumes that fit properly so they don't become a tripping hazard. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
From the Business Desk, sponsored by Krentz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com, the old Mavrocos Candy Factory in Fountain Park is getting a new life. Sarah Stock of Stock Legal has purchased the Del Mar property with plans to create an $8 million mixed-use development with retail, restaurant space, law offices, and a gym. That's reported by the Business Journal. Mavrocos Candy Company was once the area's largest chocolate company, the brand now owned by Chocolate Chocolate Chocolate. The factory was built in 1926.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.